This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the FAA today, the Federal Aviation Administration, this announcement, if I might paraphrase. Yeah, okay, you guys were right. Readers and tablets aren't going to bring down airplanes. The FAA has signed off on plans to let us use electronics during takeoff and landing, which means a whole lot more time to do work or, you know, play words with friends. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
It can be hard to feel anything than soul-crushing frustration when you're flying. The baggage fees, the security line, the cramped seats. Well, today, score one for us human sardines. The FAA will allow electronic devices throughout the flight. Michael Huerta is the Federal Aviation Administrator. He knows it's a big deal.
My 17-year-old son thinks this is the coolest thing around.
You'll be able to keep on reading or listening to music, but you still got to turn off the cell phone part of your phone. Joseph Schwederman is a transportation expert at DePaul University.
This is a game changer.
He added up all the digital time lost because of powering down during takeoff and landing. And you want to guess? More than 100 million hours of disrupted technological activity this year.
And now they'll be able to sort of plan to do work or to plan to stay connected. People find that therapeutic to use their devices. So airlines certainly will welcome this.
It's also a win for airplane wireless providers. Shares of the in-flight Wi-Fi company Gogo rose more than 4% today. And the rules mean flight attendants will get to stop nagging people to turn off their Kindles. Vita Shook is the president of the Association of Flight Attendants.
Well, we want to make sure that there is consistency across the board in how this new rule is implemented.
She hopes it's not going to be used as a marketing tool by airlines to get an advantage over each other, because flight attendants have already had to do their fair share of arguing over the rules. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.